You're tuned in to KZFR 90.1 FM. This is North State Give and Take, and my name is Bobby Tryon. Today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview Jimmy Brobeck. And Jimmy is with Aqua Alliance here in Chico. And I'm going to let Jimmy talk to us about what Aqua Alliance is and some of the things they're doing. And welcome, Jimmy.
Bobby, thanks for inviting me and for Aqua Alliance to appear on KZFR. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be on the radio with the listeners. Aqua Alliance was formed a little over 10 years ago to defend the waters of the Northern Sacramento Valley. My director, Barbara Vlamas, and I have been involved in resource policy for about 20 years. And back in the mid-90s, the state of California initiated what was known at that point as the Drought Water Bank. And irrigation districts with senior water rights in Butte County decided to participate by doing groundwater substitution water transfers, in which they transferred their river water allocation that they would normally pull out of the Feather River to irrigate rice. They let that stay in the river and they sold that river allocation to buyers south of the Delta. And they pumped groundwater out of the shared Tuscan aquifer system to continue growing their crop. And what happened over the course of the summer is numerous wells went dry, both domestic and agriculture wells. There were almond growers who lost their crop that year because they lost access to the groundwater. And a lot of homes that had had domestic wells also lost access to the water as the water levels drastically dropped. This incident inspired the creation of the Butte County Department of Water Resources through an initiative process. But the county did not intend to really hold the water sellers accountable or the Department of Water Resources that facilitated this massive exploitation of the aquifer. During the course of our studies, we uncovered a document from 1979, an attachment to the California Department of Water, water plan for the state of California. And in it, they identified the Butte Basin, which we now call the Tuscan Aquifer System, as being an underutilized asset for the state of California, an underutilized resource. And what they suggested was that during dry periods, we could be pulling water out of this aquifer and drain it down as much as 100 feet below the historic low. And this would have a benefit, they thought, by creating storage space for future refilling operations. They recognized that the initial drawdown might be an issue for the people that lived in Butte County, but they figured they could forge ahead and do it.
Is an aquifer like an underground lake?
It is way more dynamic than a lake. Uh-huh. The Tuscan aquifer has multiple layers that have been created over the millennia. Stream beds that got covered up by volcanic mud flows, but still carried water underneath and connected with other streams. And new streams would form on the surface of that and erode away the mud flows, and then another mud flow would come. So it's a complex system, but the lowest portion of it, the lowest portion of the fresh water, is actually pressurized because it's recharged from the foothills. And so under natural conditions, it has enough pressure to actually call it an artesian pressure. So that there were areas in the Northern Sacramento Valley that actually had surface water attributes that were leaking upward from down as much as 1,000 feet below the surface, up through the breaks and the overlying aquitards is what these layers are called, that retard the movement of water either up or down. And in this case, this leakage upward actually supports the overlying more shallow aquifers, as well as the streams. And so it's important to maintain this pressurized system. It's not just a static lake, in other words.
I see.
So over the course of the past 20 years, what's happened is irrigation districts and others recognizing that the aquifer levels are dropping have drilled wells deeper and deeper. The city of Chico, which is served by Cal Water, has wells that are about 500 to 700 feet deep. So this aquifer level, this pressurized aquifer, continues to dive under the Sacramento River all the way into Glenn County. In Glenn County, the deepest wells that have been produced are down at three times the depth of Cal Water wells, tapping the same aquifer, the same deep portion of the Tuscan. And over the past 10 years, irrigation districts and the farmers in those districts have really developed a large number of wells in the deepest portion of the aquifer in order to participate in groundwater substitution transfers and to provide supplemental water during dry years. The state of California is encouraging them to do that. The state of California has a policy to encourage more rapid environmental review of water transfers out of the northern Sacramento Valley to the south through the Delta, and including more rapid oversight over groundwater substitution transfers and the associated efforts to recharge aquifers that are exploited so heavily during these dry periods. It's Aqua Alliance's opinion that the more conservatively we use the aquifer, the more assured we are of having a buffer against these long-term droughts, not only for agricultural supply, but for the environment that provides the quality of life for the residents of Northern California. Valley Oaks, for instance, have an ability to dip their roots down as far as 80 feet to the areas that have damp ground from the aquifer levels. And in the city of Chico, our urban forest is, once the trees are established, it's entirely groundwater dependent. So the shade that gives us shelter during these blistering hot days is, the leaves are there because it's tapping the groundwater. One of the functions that Aqua Alliance does is we challenge these extra demands on the aquifer that are associated with the water market in the legal realm by following lawsuits in federal and state courts, hiring a legal team to pursue these suits, and a team of scientists to provide us with the scientific evidence that we need to proceed with these lawsuits. But we don't just file lawsuits, we also participate in planning process. For instance, I was appointed to represent the environmental community on the stakeholder advisory committee for the Northern Butte County area known as the Vina Subbasin. I've attended literally hundreds of water meetings, including quite a few meetings in this process as a representative of environmental community to provide evidence and input onto how we need to manage the aquifer. I would have to say that my efforts came to naught. Even though they gave lip service to my concerns, the final decision on the operation of the aquifer underneath Chico and underneath the entirety of the Northern Butte County area, it was drastically lower than historic lows. In fact, the operating range that they're suggesting, the upper range of it is at the historic low of the aquifer, which is still somewhat above the root zone of these important environmental attributes. But it went down as far as 80 or 90 feet below that. And this would produce the death of the trees in Chico. It would knock off the rest of the Valley Oaks that we have. It would create a dewatering of the streams far greater than we're already experiencing. These are streams that are very important to such charismatic fish as the Chinook salmon. And so preserving what's left of the salmon is one of the key goals of Aqua Alliance and our associated environmental groups. it is critical to maintain water levels in the aquifer to maintain connectivity with these streams with the river so that the fish can maintain their life cycle. It's important for people to recognize that Aqua Alliance's efforts are both in the planning process by active participation, working with the decision makers, and then when the results are inadequate to protect the environment, to protect the quality of life for the people and the animals and the plants of the Northern Sacramento Valley, then we take it up the next step. Mm-hmm. And we are willing to engage in the legal process to defend these hydrologic necessities that provide the quality of life, the economic robust activities that occur up here, including agriculture. Right now, Northern California is providing water to keep the San Joaquin Valley agriculture afloat. The agriculture expanded way beyond its capacity over the past 50 years, and they've done so by taking water out of the Sacramento Valley to spread their irrigated agriculture on the west side of the San Joaquin Valley. After they tapped all their rivers down there, they still wanted to expand. So what we're trying to do is prevent the Northern Sacramento Valley from becoming a desert. And to do that, we need to maintain aquifer as a buffer, rather than exploit it during these extended dry periods. To over exploit it would be extremely unwise and not conservative use of the resource at all. What I do is I attend meetings. I attend State Water Board meetings. I attend Butte County Water Commission meetings. I attend supervisor meetings. I attend SGMA, Sustainable Groundwater Management meetings. And I express these points of view that are predicated on sound science, on the history of what has happened in the southern portion of the Great Valley and what can happen up here, as well as the climatological reality of periodic extended periods of dry that happens regardless of climate change. Now, with climate change, what we're having, it's these dry periods are exacerbated by the extra heat stress that's occurring.
Sure.
So it makes it even more important then for us to recognize the aquifer as a buffer from disaster, rather than just another reservoir to drain and attempt to refill.
And this is happening because we are selling our water.
That is one of the risks, indeed.
Yeah.
But the expansion of irrigated agriculture has gone way beyond the carrying capacity in California in order to develop land for agriculture that is pretty much exported. California is proud to be the provider, the breadbasket for not just the United States, but for the world. I mean, most of the nuts that are grown in California are exported even out of the United States. So the expansion of irrigated agriculture has gone beyond the carrying capacity. And at the same time as the state of California is enduring these stressful times of drought, the state of California wants to, what they say, streamline environmental review of these water transfer programs, both of surface water and groundwater.
Yeah.
So our the governor and the state of California Department of Water Resources is streamlining water transfers out of this area. So it's a two-pronged. We've already expanded beyond our capacity, and yet they are still expecting us to provide water for south of the Delta. It's really important for listeners to recognize that 80% of the water that is being developed, that has been developed, is going to irrigate agriculture, mostly large investor-owned agriculture south of the Delta. And only 15% of it goes to the municipal areas. So Los Angeles, San Diego, who also tap the Colorado River. But so the millions of people that live in these municipal areas that rely on imported water because they've also drained their aquifers, is only a small percentage of the challenge that we have in the water supply in California. Most of it is well, politically well-connected growers in the Sacramento, in the San Joaquin Valley, who are pushing for these unwise and unsustainable water policies that Aqua Alliance is challenging in meetings and in court.
You're listening to an interview with Jimmy Brobeck, and we're talking about the Aqua Alliance. And what I'm going to do for my musical break is I'm going to play a song that Mamouz, a local, well, not so local now, but they were local and they're very connected here still, a lovely duo, and they've written a song for Aqua Alliance called River Under the River.
Is a river under the river, moving in darkness, fertile life giver. There is a river under the river, steadily feeding us all. There is a river under the river, moving in darkness, fertile life giver. There is a river under the river, steadily feeding us all. What is hidden, what can't be seen? This water that lives beneath, the source of everything, the source of everything. There is a river under the river, moving in darkness, fertile life giver. There is a river under the river, steadily feeding us all. In the San Joaquin, where are the trees? Why all the dust in the Owens Valley? Waters once flowed wildly. This war causes so much tragedy. Water underground.
Firsthand, the draining of the aquifers leading to the desertification of what are now called the Owens and San Joaquin Valleys in California. Due to extreme extraction, the Sacramento Valley is in danger of this same dry fate. The trees, the salmon, the people are all at stake. As water protector and activist Maud Barlow says, when we extract water from a fertile place to feed a desert, we do not end up with two fertile places. End up with two deserts. We know this now and we cannot unknow it. So what will be our legacy? Will we continue to extract water from the north or choose to make amends for where we have gone south?
We sing out for our lives, sing out in these times for those who cannot speak, reclaim. Water that lives beneath the soil.
just heard the song River Under the River by Mamouz, a lovely local singing duo who used to live here in the area, but has moved away, but is still very connected to this valley and the people here. So that was Mamouz, River Under the River, a song that they wrote for Aqua Alliance. If you go to aqualliance.net, you can download their music, you can hear it there again, and you can also read more about Aqua Alliance. So let's get back to the second half of our interview. Are you encouraged? Do you feel like anybody's listening or there's some hope? You know, is anybody getting it? Anybody that has any kind of clout to change it?
I feel like our efforts are raising the issues, are slowing down the raid on our water resources up here, but they're certainly not preventing it. Mm-hmm. But along with our colleagues at the California Water Impact Network and with the California Sport Fishing Alliance, as well as efforts by the Center for Biological Diversity and Friends of the River and others, we're all raising the alarm that that the future of California is at risk. I remember when I was a programmer on KZFR 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and I had an interview program, and I'd interview climatologists about climate change, and climate change just was hardly in the news at that point. Well, you can't turn on the radio now without hearing a segment on climate change. And I was also warning people when I was on the Fire Safe Council, we've got to prepare for these long dry periods because we're due for a mega drought. Well, little did I know the mega drought had already started in Arizona.
Yep.
And it's just every year it spreads further and further north. So we're in it now, and people are recognizing climate destabilization has occurred.
Yes.
The mega drought is here. Mm-hmm. Water is life is a chant that you hear thousands of people say. People know that water is not just money, it's also life.
Gotcha.
And so conservative use of the resource is gaining ground in the public awareness.
How can people support Aqua Alliance? And then we'll go into this business about the GoFundMe right now.
Well, our funds are stretched right now. We've got several lawsuits filed, public trust lawsuits having to do with how the Sacramento Delta is being managed with temperature controls that are creating huge water quality problems for the wildlife and for supplies in the Sacramento Delta. We've also got three lawsuits pending up here for groundwater sustainability plans that have been hijacked, frankly, by the Department of Water Resources and by people that want to participate in the water market that are proposing these unreasonable operational ranges for the aquifer that's going to dewater streams and dewater our trees. So these lawsuits are time consuming and they're expensive.
Yeah.
So we do have enough funds to pursue during the next few months, but aqualliance.net and Aqua Alliance just has one A in the middle. It's one word, .net. Mm-hmm. We have a web page, aqualliance.net. We've got a Facebook page. I know there's a donate button on the Aqua Alliance page.
Yes.
So like any fundraising effort, the best way to do it is to do some kind of monthly pledge where you get an automatic pull out of a bank account. I know I do that with some radio stations that I support.
Mm-hmm. They can count on it that way.
So they can count on it and budget it that way.
Yes.
We've had a few very generous contributions from members of the public who are supportive of our work and don't want to leave Butte County. They don't want to leave Northern California after it gets dewatered. So we've had some very generous contributions this past year to keep us afloat and to keep our efforts going.
And right now you do have a real concerted effort. Is that correct with the GoFundMe?
Yes, the GoFundMe with Mom Muse has come up with a beautiful song.
Yep.
That has some spoken word in it, and that allows people to not only enjoy the music of our sisters in the cause, but a fun way to get some money into the coffers, into the Absolutely. The water defense coffers of Aqua Alliance.
Yes, and I will put something out there so people know. But if you go to GoFundMe and you go to Aqua Alliance, it's easy to find.
Reminding people, Aqua Alliance is one word with just one A in the middle.
Yeah.
An A at the front and an A in the middle.
Got it. I gotcha. So I thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I thank you for your interest in this
complex
but vital topic.
I do see how complex it is. And thank you so much for doing it, because I know it's a labor of love for you for sure.
Absolutely.
And again, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you.
Bobby, you know, I appreciate you too.
I know you do. All righty. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. You just listened to a pre-recorded interview with Jimmy Brobeck from Aqua Alliance. You can find more information at aquaalliance.net, and that's AQUALLIANCE.net. If you'd like to hear any of my interviews, including this one, of course, go to kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to Tuesday, and then go down to North State Give and Take. And you can hear it again on Thursday at 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Ginger.